This is Career Opportunities, the High Tech Career Handbook, for August 16th, 2005. A member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. TechPodcasts.com. Today's column, from the archives, The Little Things. First published January 30th, 2004. As we begin another year, I'm starting a project with all my current clients. I'm making a big effort to address some of the smaller high-tech problems that might have lingered over the years. Sometimes, in the heat of fighting the big battles, we just don't have the energy to address the smaller problems, which can often be much more difficult to resolve. Now is the time, though, to finally solve all those nagging issues and make everything work like it should. Over the years, and usually through mutual agreement, my clients and I have ignored some of the smaller problems in their high-tech lives. Modems that didn't quite work right, monitors that were a little crooked or dim, software that crashed a little too frequently, and a host of other issues. It was simply easier and cheaper for the client to live with the problem. There are unseen costs involved with such an attitude, though. It's often the small problems that produce the largest amount of frustration. We don't think about it, but every time the software crashes, the stress level rises. Multiply this by thousands of occurrences, and you can imagine why some people are turning gray, at least metaphorically. Constant frustration can bubble under the surface for a long time, and then come bursting out at the worst possible moments. In many cases, solving the little problems can go a long way towards diffusing the larger issues. So, where to start? The first step in the process is to simply try and remember each and every problem that has been ignored. This can take a bit of time, as you often have to re-experience the problem to remind yourself that it exists. Place a small notepad next to each computer so that it's easy to jot down problems as they occur. Explain to your client what you're trying to achieve. They need to understand the reason for revisiting these issues. After a week or so, get together with the client and review the list. You might be surprised at what you find there. I can guarantee you that several of the items will have quick and simple solutions. Perhaps new drivers have been released for a network card, or a Windows update has solved a conflict. Since the problems weren't being recorded, there was no list review on a regular basis to see if a solution had been found. These problems could have been solved weeks or months before, if only someone had remembered the problem existed. Don't let your small problems linger through inattention. If you don't have a solution now, make sure you have some way of reviewing the problem a week or so in the future, and at regular intervals after that. More after this. If you joined our first live event at techpodcast.com, you'll agree that everyone had a great time. We'll be having more live events with GoToMeeting again and again. We'll be demonstrating websites, software, projects, and all sorts of solutions at our next event. GoToMeeting allowed us to share our presenter's screen seamlessly. You can try GoToMeeting for your own needs free for 30 days. To get this special deal, head to gotomeeting.com/techpodcasts. You'll love what you see. So what's your goal in addressing all these little things? Your goal, by the end of this year, is not to have every problem, big and small, solved. While that would be nice, it's obviously impractical. Instead, you want to develop a system that allows you to track all problems, no matter what their size, and follow up on any that remain. In big corporate IT departments, this follow-up would go by the name Customer Relationship Management, or CRM. Whether you're a corporate IT worker or a one-man shop, you need to be constantly engaged in CRM. It's through this constant follow-up that you build a better relationship with your clients. Instead of letting items fall through the cracks, there is an active engagement every day, every week, every month. You might think this new focus on these problems will simply mean more work for you. While it may be, initially, over time, you'll find that solving these small problems opens up sections of time that allow you to solve larger problems and develop new and interesting projects. Instead of wallowing in the morass of driver conflicts, power supply failures, and the like, you can be developing a new web service, a new product, or even a new company. It's a simple fact that you can improve your high-tech career by focusing on the small things. Clearing your head and your to-do list can do wonders for your peace of mind and your pocketbook. This has been Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook with Douglas E. Welch, a member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. TechPodcasts.com. Questions and comments are always welcome via email at career@welchwright.com or posted as comments on the Career Opportunities weblog at welchwright.com/career.